Edgar Walsh joins us by phone tonight. As the son of the late Nobel laureate and Pulitzer Prize-winning Pearl S. Buck and manager of her literary estate, he's been very instrumental in bringing to publication her novel, The Eternal Wonder, which was lost for some 40 years after it was written. Miss Buck was an extraordinarily prolific writer of novels and nonfiction, best known for her novel, The Good Earth, about rural China, where she spent much of her growing up years, as well as being honored for her humanitarian efforts. Edgar, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much, and nice to be here.
There are two main characters in The Eternal Wonder. They are Randolph Colfax, who is also called Ran, and Stephanie Kung. Ran is an American. He's an amazingly gifted young man. Stephanie, who lives in Paris, is the daughter of a Chinese father and an American mother who abandoned the family when Stephanie was six. Would you tell us a bit about what brings Stephanie and Ran together and what they have in common?
What brought Ran and Stephanie together was the way Pearl Buck constructed the story, which was to send Ran out in the world from his childhood and have him meet various people and put him through various adventures and interesting situations, which is the job of a novelist, is to make their character meet challenges and so on. But what happens with the young man, Ran, when he goes to Paris in his late teen years, is that he goes to a cafe in Paris and sits down to enjoy the scene, and a beautiful Chinese-American French girl sits down, shares a table with him. They strike up a conversation, and one thing leads to another, as happens in France and elsewhere. And they develop a relationship. When Ran returns to New York eventually and leaves her in Paris, they correspond, and eventually she comes to New York, and things develop from there.
Perhaps you could talk a bit about the theme that runs through this book. Certainly these two young people are on the classic search for identity, I think it's fair to say. But a lot of your mother's work certainly did come out of her experience in China, the sort of identity questions that go with our culture, our heritage, our sometimes mixed parentage. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how that theme ran through her work and her life?
Pearl Buck spent most of the first 40 years of her life in China. She was born in West Virginia when her parents, who were Presbyterian missionaries in China, came back on a home leave. Her parents first went to China in 1880. Pearl Buck was born in West Virginia on their first home leave, taken back to China, and essentially grew up there. She spoke fluent Chinese. She was educated by Chinese tutors, as well as Western teachers. So she was immersed in Chinese life and eventually became a teacher at Nanjing University in China. And it was in the late 1920s she wrote her first novel and sent it to a literary agent in New York City, who eventually sent it to a man named Richard Walsh, who was president of the Jean Day Publishing Company. He published it and said, "I like this book. I don't think it'll do very well, but I'm going to do it. Why don't you sit down and write another one?" And her second book was The Good Earth, which instantly became a bestseller and was on the bestseller list for years, won the Pulitzer Prize. And that encouraged her to go on writing. And she then wrote a number of novels through the 30s and biographies of her parents. In 1938, she was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. And that, again, encouraged her to go on writing. By the end of her life, in 1973, she died in Danby, Vermont. And by that time, in 40 years, she'd written 43 novels, 28 nonfiction books, 242 short stories, 37 children's books, 18 film and TV scripts, 500 articles and essays, and thousands of letters. She was, to say prolific would be an understatement, just a torrent, a cornucopia of letters, of writing, and so on. An amazing person.
And that, in addition to her humanitarian efforts, I do want you to tell us the backstory, if you would, about this novel, because I'm guessing that it was a labor of love on your part to bring it to print for all of us to read. Why was it lost and how was it found?
The Eternal Wonder was a book that my mother had been working on in the last two or so years of her life. She handwrote a 350-page holographic work. In other words, she wrote the whole thing out longhand. And then in 1973 she died. The novel had not been finished, and it was not published. But after her death, her estate was somewhat messy, and she was surrounded by people who had estranged her from her children, her staff, her publishers, and so on. And her belongings were open for theft. And someone took the holographic manuscript and the typescript of it and took it away. And the family was never informed, and no one was informed of the existence of this novel. And whoever took it, and I don't know who it was, I have my suspicions, but I can't confirm it, just took it with them and eventually put it into a storage unit in Texas, in Fort Worth, and left it there and didn't pay the rent. And then a year ago, the contents of that storage unit were auctioned because the rent hadn't been paid. And a woman in Texas who had a business buying storage units bought it, found the manuscript. Eventually, I was contacted, and she and I had a negotiation. And we paid her a finder's fee, if you will, for the manuscript. I got it and looked at it and realized that it was publishable if we did some work on it. I took it to Open Road Media and Jane Friedman, the CEO there, and she also agreed that The Eternal Wonder would be a fascinating study and a fascinating read for people who are interested in Pearl Buck, who love her works, and so on. So we published it just a month ago. It's now available in ebook as well as a trade paperback edition. And it is, so far, it's doing very well. It's very interesting.
I want to thank you for visiting with us tonight, but also for honoring your mother, her writing, her humanitarian efforts. And certainly she's credited with opening our eyes even today to China and the culture that she knew so well. Thank you for visiting with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with Edgar Walsh, son of Pearl S. Buck, about her novel, The Eternal Wonder. It was lost for 40 years and has just been published. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.